Hello, I'm Abby.
And I'm Angelina, and today we'll be interviewing Patricia McCormick on the Civil Rights Movement.
We will be talking about how her life was in the 1960s and some of the movements she was involved in. What role did you play in the 1960s Civil Rights Movement?
It was my late teenage years, and I became very involved with the Civil Rights Movement in Syracuse, New York. That involved a couple of things. Salt City Playhouse, where we gave young inner-city blacks a chance to express their talents and their abilities. And the other was with the Congress on Racial Equality, where they wanted to build a large school and bus all kinds of kids into there. But in order to do that, they had to kind of mow down a large section of the black community, homes that people had lived in all their lives and people had built. And I marched against that, and I sat on bulldozers and waved my placards with everybody else and nearly got arrested. It was an exciting time to be doing something positive, but it was a scary time as well.
What movements were you aware of back then?
There were a lot, not many of which were in my community, but I was very aware of them because they were all newsworthy. There was a Little Rock episode where federal marshals had to escort black children into predominantly white schools. Or actually, they were white schools because segregation had been in place. There was also the March on Selma, the March on Washington. There was Rosa Parks. There were a number of them.
What movement was most interesting to you back then?
Anything connected with civil rights was interesting to me. I mentioned some before. Rosa Parks, the original seven, which included people like Dr. Martin Luther King and John Williams. You know, as I said, none of those were happening in my area, but I found them very interesting, and you could not watch the news without seeing something that was going on against black people or something about the KKK. It was a time to pay attention because people didn't have the same, people of color is the expression we use today, but back then it was black people. And they did not have the same rights. They didn't earn the same amount of money. They couldn't work at the same jobs. They couldn't use the same toilets. They couldn't eat in the same restaurants. You know, if you cared about the human race, I think you had to be interested.
What was your life like during that time period, good or bad?
I would say it was very good because of the opportunities that I had to work with the inner city kids. And I call them kids, not that all of them were, but I was 18 or 19 at the time. So some of them were definitely high school kids to me and even younger. And I was very active in the black community and had made many friends and have them to this day.
How has the civil rights changed the way people live today?
The civil rights movements?
Yes.
There's been change. Schools are integrated. I believe there's much more opportunity for black people in the workplace. But I have to say, and I have to be honest in saying this, in light of what's going on in our country today, and perhaps even all over the world, particularly with our present administration, I'm very frustrated by it. I'm very frustrated by the racism that I see. And some days it feels as if we're moving backwards instead of moving forward to build a unified community. The world has become very divisive.
And that's a wrap with Patricia McCormick.
Thank you for letting us talk about the civil rights movement and how life has changed from back then to today.